Hi, my name is Jerry Jacks, and I'm a grateful alcoholic, grateful to know that it's a disease, not a moral issue. And once again, this is my story, and it's unique to me. It's really important for me to share about the God of my understanding today, used my higher power at the time, which was the Navy, to get me here. My higher power used the Navy to send me to treatment in June 1981. And then in November 1986, the Navy sent me to treatment for chronic obesity because at that time the military believed that it was a disease, not a moral issue. And they sent people to treatment if they didn't make the weight standards. My history about that is that until I came into OA, if I was awake, that was a reason enough to eat. God was really good to me and until I got into my late 20s, the weight never stayed on. I was truly blessed. But once the weight started staying on and I was in the Navy, the first time I had to lose 40 pounds. And the way I did that was I just stopped eating for about 30 days. The weight came off, and poof, I was at magical weight. 2.5 years later, I had to lose 55 pounds. And this time I fasted for about 3 weeks, ate for about 3 days, fasted for another 3 weeks, had like a pound and a half left to lose. And I asked other guys in the Navy what they did, and they said, ah. One guy said, ah, just go out and run as far as you can. So I did. I went out and I ran about 15 miles, crawled over to a telephone booth, called my wife, had her come and pick me up. But the next day, I was still 3/4 of a pound overweight. So I asked other guys what they did, and one guy said, ah, just take a bottle of milk of magnesia. That ought to be good for 3/4 of a pound. And so I did that. And then the next day, when I weighed in and I was that magical weight, even before the ink was dry on that piece of paper that I had made the weight, a friend of mine had given me a 5-pound box of candy, which I proceeded to reward myself with. Because there was no mental connection, what I put in my mouth would show up on my body. And then 2 years passed, and I had to lose about 70 pounds, and this time I just couldn't do it. And that's when the Navy sent me to treatment. And treatment was probably the first time in my life I ate three meals. And they used to bus us to meetings, okay? And I just remember that when I truly learned that it was a disease, I stopped blaming myself for being a glutton. And I'm grateful for all the sponsors that I've had. My first sponsor, walked me through the first three steps, and I was working on the fourth step. And basically, what happened, he lost his abstinence. So he called me and told me, I can't sponsor you anymore. And so there was a group of guys I hung around with at meetings, and I asked this guy to sponsor me. And he said, oh, no, you don't want me. You want my sponsor. So I asked his sponsor to sponsor me, and he said, are you willing to go to any lengths? And in my mind, I said no, but what came out of my mouth was yes. So then he said, okay, you will need to call your food in every day. You will need to go to at least three meetings a week, and you will need to make three outreach phone calls. And then in my mind, I'm saying to myself, I need to get out of this somehow. So I said to him, Well, I got to get up pretty early in the morning and go to work. And he said, that's fine. Call me at 5:30 in the morning. And so it worked. And we walked through the steps again. I did tell him, though, that I really had a problem with God because I always thought God was out to get me. And he said, not to worry, I'll give you a God you can do business with. I said, oh, yeah, what God is that? He said, good order and discipline. And I thought, crap, I'm a military guy. Maybe I could do that. But when we got through the third step, that's when I rediscovered the God that was bigger and greater than anything in my life and that had always been there for me, no matter what. I'm just so very grateful for that. And the other thing was is that my new sponsor, he was the chair of the intergroup. So there was a men's breakfast meeting that I went to, and he said to me one day, hey, Jerry, does that men's meeting have intergroup rep? I said, no. And he said, they do now. And at intergroup, they talked about Region 2, and I said, what's that? And they said, well, that means you get to be on the service board and the intergroup, and that means you come to two meetings a month. They didn't mention anything about the three assemblies they had in those days, okay. But it really worked out because at the first assembly I went to, I met a young man, and I said he was a young man because at the time I was about 39 and he was like 28, but he had been abstaining for 8 years, and it just showed me it could be continuous. And I was grateful for that. And then at that time in San Diego County, we were allowed to have 13 World Service delegates because we had over 130 in-person meetings. And so my sponsor said to me, what do you think about going to World Service, Jerry? And I said, I'd really be happy to. Because I knew he was going to invite me anyway. But I went to World Service with him, and it was truly a blessing, because I had an opportunity to meet Roseanne. And this was the year that she addressed the fellowship, and she said her vision of Overeaters Anonymous was only for compulsive overeaters. After her addressing the fellowship, the service body got together and discussed tradition three and came up with, well, you're a member if you say you're a member. But the following year, she came back and she addressed the fellowship again and she said, I just need you to know that my vision of OA was limited. God's vision of OA is unlimited. Therefore, it's for anybody who has an eating disorder. And all of a sudden, this little lady who was like 4 feet 11 tall looked like an 18-foot giant. But it just showed me that if you make a mistake, you can correct it. And with God's help, you will. The other thing is that early in my recovery, I was heavily involved in service and I was on H&I. And on H&I, the chairperson said, you had to own a brown book. And so I said to her, does that mean I got to read it too? And she said, yes, Jerry, you need to read it. But I'm glad she did because in the appendixes A, B, and C, in the old days, it was A, B, and C. In the new edition, the third edition, it's B, C, and D. But the first appendix was a disease of the mind. It really helped me to understand that. And so I would like to just read this part. The remarkable thing about OA's success is that the program gets people to function far better than they ever have in their lives. With any other disease, you're lucky to get back to where you were. If you have a heart attack, for example, you're fortunate to get your heart to function as well as it did before the attack. With the compulsive overeater, not only do you get to a normal weight, but more importantly, your life has changed. And in a sense, you're ahead of where you were before you became a compulsive eater. Now you have the tools of feeling, touching, caring, loving, sharing, being honest with yourself and your family, and looking at life in an understanding way and going along with it. Once you've treated the illness, you have the potential of being a more together person than you were. Therefore, it's exciting for physicians and others who've been ignoring the problem and expressing deep pessimism about it to think of compulsive overeating as a disease and to realize it can be treated so successfully. It really helped me to understand that it was a disease. And the other thing is my first 10 years was like an OA honeymoon. And then the Navy moved me from San Diego to North Fork, Virginia. And even though I was a grown man, I pouted a little bit, and my abstinence was on and off for a couple years. And my current abstinent date is June 16th, 2001. And with God's help and OA's help, I've been abstinent ever since. And I'm truly grateful for that. The other thing is that you read from the For Today book, the greatest piece of literature ever written, according to Jerry. And the reason is on January 19th, which just happens to be OA's birthday, there's a little thing, then it says, "For today, I'll let no one, including myself, try to shame me into changing something about myself I wish were different. I pray to be relieved of guilt, self-hate, and to accept and like myself exactly as I am, and that's where I can begin to change. I'm also really grateful for my sponsor because he used to have me write on all my literature. Jerry is a loving child of God, and I'm truly grateful for that. And the other thing that I learned from my sponsor was it's okay to make a mistake, but I need to be willing to correct it if I can. And the thing today I know for sure is that there is a God. And as my sponsor used to say to me all the time, and he don't spell his name, Jerry. And the whole world is happy about that. The other thing I know for sure is that service really helped me to really give back what was so freely given to me in this program, which was to know that it was a disease. And the thing about this meeting, it reminded me of early in my recovery in San Diego, they had a house for women with eating disorders called New Attitudes. And they had a motto that said, attitude adjustment. You need to adjust your attitude or you're going to hit the bricks. Okay. Anyway, it was just a really nice place to go for meetings and just so warm and loving. But the nice thing is that the young women I met in there helped me to have a very loving relationship with my daughter. And when my daughter was 13, she came downstairs and she said, her mom was at work. She said, "Dad, I'm bleeding." And I said, "Just a minute." I called my sister Ruthie and I said, "Talk to my daughter, please." And she let her know that she was just becoming a woman and that it was part of life. And I was just so grateful for that. But OA taught me, if I don't know the answer, I need to find somebody who does. And with that, I'll say, thank you for letting me share.